عليه وسلم، صلى الله عليه وسلم.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, there are many benefits in sending salawat, virtues upon the greatest of mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds, the most generous and kind Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. The beloved Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam states that if you send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 1,000 times daily, then you shall not pass away, you shall not leave this world until you have seen your place in Jannah. Yes, my dear viewers, by reciting 1,000 salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam daily, you shall reap such reward that you don't have to wait for the akhirah, but rather in this world you will see your eternal abode in Jannah, inshallah azza wa jal. My dear viewers, let's recite durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Now, alhamdulillah, I am pleased to be welcoming you back to an episode, another program about this great, remarkable individual, the remarkable one. Yes, that's the name of the program, the remarkable one. He's a person who is unique, a person who is the greatest of all people. And he is such a person that if it was not for his sake, then we would not even exist. Yes, who is this individual I am speaking about? It is the greatest of mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Now, alhamdulillah, in this program, we speak about, and inshallah, I shall be speaking about the khaswa'is, the specialities, the special characters unique to the greatest of mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Such characteristics, such manners, such etiquettes, such habits, and such attributes which Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam was granted exclusive to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one of these is the name which Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was granted. And this is what we shall be hearing about today. The blessed name, or even the names of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but more importantly, the most important name, which is this blessed name, a name which sounds beautiful. When you recite it, alhamdulillah, it just sounds so peaceful. This name is Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wasallam was given this name, granted this name. Granted by who? By Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, he himself tells us, this hadith sharif is mentioned in the sahih of Imam Muslim radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It said that Hazrat Muhammad ibn Jubair ibn Mut'im, he narrates radiallahu ta'ala anhu from his father, who states that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam has said, "Qal, inna li asma." The Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam says that I have many names. Ana Muhammad. Allahu Akbar. That's such a name, and if we read the name and we hear the name, we, mashallah, kiss our films and place them by our eyes in a which sounds so beautiful. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam begins with this name. That my name is Muhammad. And inshallah, as to what Muhammad, the blessed name Muhammad, means, inshallah, we will discuss this. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that my name is Muhammad. Wa ana Ahmad. And I am Ahmad also. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is Ahmad. Who Ahmad means he who is praised. He who is praised and praised to a great amount, in quantity, a huge amount. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is Ahmad. He is praised in large amounts. He is the most praised. Wa ana al-mahi. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that my first name is Muhammad. Second name, another name is Ahmad. Another name is Mahi. Now, Mahi refers to an individual who omits, who removes, who obliterates, who clears. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he explains, what does it mean by Mahi? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَأَنَا الْمَاحِي الَّذِي يَمْحُ اللَّهُ بِيَ الْكُفْرَ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that I am Mahi, the remover, the obliterator, by whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has obliterated kufr, disbelief, apostasy, by means of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-Mahi. This is another name of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Similarly, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam states that an al-Hashir. He says that I am Hashir. Another name of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Hashir. Hashir is a gatherer, the person who gathers. And this Yawm al-Hashir, the day of gathering when everybody shall be brought together. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives a reason. He gives a reason. He says, وَأَنَا الْحَاشِرُ الَّذِي يُحْشَرُ النَّاسُ عَلَىٰ قَدَمَيَّ. That I am known as Hashir. Why? Because the people shall be gathered at my feet on the day of judgment. That I am the gatherer at whose feet the people on the day of judgment shall be gathered. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states, Wa ana al-aqib. You would have heard many people call aqib. Such as with an ayn, we say aqib. It's Aqib. This is the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ana al-Aqib. I am Aqib. Alladhi laysa ba'dahu ahadun. Aqib is a person who comes towards the end. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the first of all creation. We must understand this. He says, I was a prophet at that time when Hazrat Adam alayhi wa sallam was yet between water and soil. He was always there. He was the first of all creation. But he was sent last. He is Aqib. Alladhi laysa ba'dahu ahadun. And nobody, meaning no messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has come after him, was sent after him. He is the last and final of all prophets. He is Khatamun Nabiyyin. He is the seal of prophethood, my dear viewers. So this is another name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, this program is about the specialities of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. And one of the specialities of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his name, Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Some of you may be thinking, how is this a speciality? Inshallah, first let's hear about how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given this name. It's mentioned by Ibn Asakir, Hazrat Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the grandfather of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قَدْ رَآ فِي الْمَنَامِ. He saw a dream. Now what did he see in this dream? He says, كَأَنَّ سِلْسِلَةً مِنْ فِدَّةٍ خَرَجَتْ مِنْ ذَهْرِهِ. He saw as if there was some sort of chain being extracted from his back. وَلَحَا طَرْفٌ فِي السَّمَاءِ وَطَرْفٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Now it was taken to the heavens, to the skies. He had a part in the skies and also upon the earth. وَتَرْفُمْ فِي الْمَشْرِقِ وَتَرْفُمْ فِي الْمَغْرِبِ In the east and also in the west. ثُمَّ عَادَتْ كَأَنَّهَا شَجَرَةٌ And then it takes the form of a tree. This is you know, going through the heavens, up, going east, west. And then it takes the form of a tree. عَلَى كُلِّ وَرَقَةٍ مِنْهَا نُورٌ Upon every leaf, so this even had leaves, upon every leaf there was nur, there was light. وَإِذَا أَهْلُ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ يَتَعَلَّقُونَ بِهَا And the people of the Ahl al-Mashriq and the east and the west, they hurried towards it, they were inclined, they were brought towards it. فَعُبِّرَتْ لَهُ And then what was the interpretation of this dream? It was interpreted for Hazrat Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, بِمَوْلُودٍ That there was to be a birth of a child. يَكُونُ مِنْ صُلْبِهِ From his offspring. يَتَّبِعُهُ أَهْلُ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ The people of the east and the west shall follow him. وَيَحْمَدُهُ أَهْلُ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ And the people of the heavens and the earth, they shall praise him. فَلِذَلِكَ سَمَّاهُ مُحَمَّدِ So he said, for this reason, Abdul Muttalib, undoubtedly he was inspired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gave him this name Muhammad. The people of the heavens and the earth, the east and the west, they shall all praise him. And what does Muhammad mean? الَّذِي يُحْمَدُ حَمْدًا بَعْدَ حَمْدٍ That person who is praised and he's continued to be praised. Praise after praise. مَرَّةٍ بَعْدَ مَرَّةٍ كَرَّةٍ بَعْدَ كَرَّةٍ Every moment, every second, he is continuously praised. Praised by the east and the west. So undoubtedly he is to be called Muhammad, the one who is the most praised. And this is the name which Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam was granted. So yes, this is special in its meaning, my dear viewers, but some would be thinking, but other names are also beautiful. Yes, they are. Hazrat Adam alayhi sallallahu alayhi was given such a beautiful name. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi sallallahu alayhi was given such a beautiful name. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, what a beautiful name. Hazrat Isa, each and every single one of these are names of prophets. Every name of a prophet is beautiful, no doubt about it. But the name Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam was given, this name Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam, this is special in its own way. It's not just that it possesses one meaning, no, but there's so much more behind this name. For example, if we were to see on the one hand, he's the most praised, he's known as the one who's praised. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Mahmood, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also praised. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad, somebody who's always praised. And how is this? And is this also the similarity it possesses to the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It says that the name Allah has four letters. It has the Alif, a Lam, and a Ha. So it has an alif, two lams, and a ha. There are four letters in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And similarly in the name Muhammad, how many letters are there? Meem, ha, meem, dal. MashaAllah, those people, we all should know this. We all should know how to write the name Muhammad. We all know how the name Muhammad looks. We've seen it so many times, alhamdulillah. So just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name has four letters, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name possesses such similarity to the name of Allah. It also has four letters. Allah and Muhammad. Similarly, the name Allah has a tashdeed. Also the name of Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam is also Mushaddad, the third letter, meaning that little W which you would see in writing. They are both Mushaddad, both the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are both Mushaddad, meaning they both have Tashdeed. And it's said that Hazrat Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, Dhamma al-ilahu isman nabi ila ismihi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has joined the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to his own name. إِذْ قَالَ فِي الْخَمْسِ الْمُؤَذِّنُ أَشْهَدُ. Every time, for the five times a day, when the muazzin, he says, أَشْهَدُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. First he says, I bear witness, there is no God other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ in the Azan. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a messenger of Allah. The Hassan bin Thabit says that wherever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name was mentioned, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name was mentioned. شَقَّ لَهُ مِنْ إِسْمِهِ لِيُجِلَّهُ فَذُلْ عَرْشِ مَحْمُودٌ وَهَذَا مُحَمَّدٌ. And he says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken this name from his own name. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is called Mahmood. And this is Muhammad. The essence of this word, the original letters of this word are three, in fact. Ha, Mim, Dal. Hamd. They come from the word Hamd. Similarly, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Muhammad also, its essence is that of Hamd, praise. Another speciality of the blessed name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that it is the only name which is, whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name is mentioned, this name is also mentioned. One example we've given, the azan. That when the azan is recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name is mentioned. But also Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name is mentioned. The kalimah shahada, whenever a person bears witness, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name is mentioned, but also la ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. The blessed name of Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala wasallam is also mentioned. So wherever the name of Allah ta'ala is mentioned, the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned. And the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned in so many places. And really is beautiful. I have a beautiful narration in front of me which states that once on Hazrat Ka'b Ahbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu states that Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was advising his own son, Hazrat Shisa alayhi salatu wasalam. So he says to his son that you are going to be the next leader after me, you are going to be my Khalifa. So he says, so he advises his son, you should adopt these etiquettes, you should adopt these etiquettes, you should adopt these etiquettes. But then there's something he says. He says, remember one thing, that whenever you mention the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, also mention the name Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. So naturally, just as you're thinking, you know, he was also thinking that, why Muhammad? And in fact, he was also thinking, who is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? This was before the time Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent to the world. So Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wa sallam, he explains himself, he gives the reason why. He says, فَإِنِّي رَأَيْتُ إِسْمَهُ مَكْتُوبًا عَلَى سَاقِ الْعَرْشِ وَأَنَا بَيْنَ الرُّوحِ وَالطِّينِ. Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam gives the reason why. He says, mention the name of Muhammad, remember the name Muhammad whenever you mention Allah's name. Whenever you do the zikr of Allah, do the zikr of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Why? Because he says that, because inni ra'aytu ismahu, I would see the name, I saw the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam maktuban ala saqil arsh, written upon the arsh, the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَنَا بَيْنَ الرُّوحِ وَالْتِينِ, when I was yet between my soul and soil. Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam says this. And then he says, ثُمَّ إِنِّي طُفْتَ السَّمَاوَاتِ فَلَمْ أَرَى فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ مَوْدِعًا إِلَّا رَأَيْتُ إِسْمَ مُحَمَّدٍ sallallahu alayhi wasalam maktuban alayhi. And then he says, I was made to roam the heavens. Wherever I went in the heavens, whatever I saw, or wherever I roamed, I always saw the name of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam written in the heavens. Allahu Akbar. Wa inna Rabbi askanani al-jannah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made me stay in Jannah, in paradise. Falam ara fil jannati, in paradise, I did not see any qasran, any palace. وَلَا غُرْفَةً, I did not see any room. إلا وجدت اسم محمد مكتوب عليه. Except that the name Muhammad was written there. Every palace I saw, the name Muhammad was written there. Every room, the name Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was written there. He says, I saw this on the bosoms of the hoors. I saw the name Muhammad written on the reed stalks of the thickets of Jannah. I saw it written upon the leaves of the Sidratul Muntaha. وَبَيْنَ أَعْيُنِ الْمَلَائِكَةِ I saw this name Muhammad written between the eyes of the Malaika, of the angels. And then he says, فَأَكْثِرْ ذِكْرَهُ So remember Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For indeed the angels, فَإِنَّ الْمَلَائِكَ تَذْكُرُ They mention, they remember Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam فِي كُلِّ سَعَاتِهَا In every moment of theirs, they always remember Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. SubhanAllah, there's so much more to be said about this blessed name, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. But as usual, time has got the best of us. This is one of the specialities of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And inshallah, if you continue to watch the episodes, we will hear many more specialities of the greatest of mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.